Adita Springs is a freehold property located just north of the township of Katherine. It's dual frontage to the Edith Farms Road and the Stuart Highway. It was developed by a gentleman who came to the territory some years ago and purchased some property. He's decided to move back to New South Wales. Ripping property, lots of arable soil, great water, lots of springs through the property, 15k of Edith River frontage, and makes an ideal depot.
And it's been bought by an Indonesian company, is that right?
Yes, Matt, another Indonesian, which is fantastic. So an Indonesian firm, yes, we showed them this property last year, and they've shown great faith in the northern cattle industry, and they've purchased this property to background cattle before they take them up to Indonesia.
So does the company own country elsewhere in the territory?
No, not at this stage, Matt, no. This is their first foray into the Northern Territory.
So it's got the depot. You imagine it might have its sights on something else?
Quite possibly. I think it's slow and steady for a lot of the internationals. Get a foothold, work out the logistics, secure the appropriate management team, and then perhaps expand from there. But at this stage, I think they'll develop this property, renovate the irrigation areas, get some cropping underway, and slow and steady wins the race, I think, will probably be the path that this group will follow.
What sort of cropping?
I would think fodder crops mainly, Matt,
yep.
To feed cattle. As I say, mentioned earlier, there's plenty of arable soil there, and they've got a 360 meg water licence, so I'd imagine they'll go and grow some dry season cropping to feed livestock, mainly fodder crops. I wouldn't imagine there'll be any seed crops. I would think they would go and improve some of the pasture as well, probably some Veranos or other stylos, things like that in the bush country. So increase the productivity of the property from where it is currently.
What was the selling price for Edith Springs?
Edith Springs was sold for $4 million.
A beaut block. Why did the previous owner want to sell?
Oh, look, there's always varying reasons. This one is no different. He has interests in other parts of Australia. Family, mainly, just consolidated their businesses. He still has a neighbouring property, but realistically just couldn't spread himself as he wanted to. So he decided to quit the property.
And Andy, I understand that the name of the Indonesian buyer is not being disclosed at this stage, is that right?
No, that's right. No, he's an individual who's a very private man, and so he doesn't wish his details to be disclosed.
So if I've got it right here, in terms of Indonesian ownership in the Northern Territory cattle industry at the moment, we've got River and Invoye, new owners at Willaroo, and now Edith Springs. Is that the tally?
As far as I'm aware, Matt, yes, it is. There's been some tremendous activity, and all of those aforementioned Riverins and Invoyes and Willaroos are taking the properties further. They're increasing their capacities, and it's great to see.
Do you think we'll see more of this type of investment from Indonesia?
Look, there's strong interest from the international sector. There's always been a lot of murmurings. We've got tangible evidence now. There's actually a lot of qualified feet on the ground in the Northern Territory and northern parts of Australia looking, and they're looking for various reasons. So on that basis, I would expect that, yes, we'll see further interest from our northern neighbours in Indonesia.
And there are stations out there up for sale. Are you close to, you know, signing up a few more deals?
There's always room for improvement, Matt.
Yeah.
But, look, we're engaged at the moment with several parties. As you would appreciate, the international buyer, the wheel turns quite slowly for them. Fortunately, we've got some very competent Australian mediators, if you like, those that have introduced these particular people to us, and that speeds up the process. So, yes, I'm quite confident that there'll be other exchanges, not necessarily to Indonesia, but certainly to the foreign investors.